The gospel talks about titles tonight, and you heard a number of them: master, rabbi, teacher. You know a really great title? World Series champion. Not this year. Maybe next year. You know how happy that will make everyone. Well, you know, there are very honorable titles. Rabbi, prime minister, doctor, judge. These are all beautiful titles. The gospel today gives the title to Jesus, the title teacher. That's beautiful. What I think is more important is the title that the gospel wishes for every one of us. And it's the word learner or student. The word in your gospel tonight probably was the word brothers, but the original word was learner. Jesus is the teacher and everyone else is a student. Everyone else is a learner. If you think about it, that's really one of the nicest, most beautiful titles that you can have. If you're a student or you're a learner, the best students and the best learners are hungry for wisdom. They have an open mind, and they want to gain as much information as they can. They're hungry for knowledge, for education, for information, for wisdom. You know, education is knowing a lot of things. Wisdom is knowing the right things. I've met very highly educated people who are not very wise. I've met people who haven't had much schooling that are very wise. They know the right things. You are hungry for wisdom. I think the best students are also humble. They realize they don't have all the information in the world. They realize they don't know everything. And so they're humble to recognize that I'm still open to receiving more info. I'm very lucky, maybe this has happened to you, but every year I get to meet some of the smartest people in the world. Some of the smartest people in the world. This is a person who comes back home from school after one semester of college. They think they know everything. Everything they've learned before is garbage. Now they know everything. That's not being humble. Humble is recognizing that you don't know everything and that there's more to come. So I think to being hungry and humble. And that results in something very beautiful the way God designed us. Because when we get information, when we get wisdom, when we get understanding, when we get the answer, it makes us happy. We get happy when something suddenly becomes clear to us. I see that every time I'm talking to students, whether it's at the school mass or wherever, and I'm giving a talk about something or other, maybe the kids are looking at me quizzically, but then I can tell when they suddenly get it. When they suddenly get it, they smile, because knowledge brings joy. When they suddenly understand, they feel a sense of happiness. I solved the issue. How many of you are really happy when you answer the Jeopardy question before the contestant? That hasn't happened to me yet. I'm looking forward to the time when I will be happy getting that. But knowledge, when we suddenly understand something, it really does make us happy. Sometimes knowledge or the answer or wisdom happens instantly. We get a flash of insight. And that's really wonderful if that happens. It's a little bit rare. Usually it takes some time. And so we have to be patient with ourselves. And everything's not going to make sense all at once. Sometimes if we have a problem that we're faced with right now, the answer may not come until something else happens. And then something else happens. And then this thing happens. And then after that thing happens, then we understand why this event happens. And then we're happy. So sometimes it takes a while. I like to think of learning as similar to walking along a country road. You know, a freeway is straight, but a country road is winding. And when you're on the country road, you can't see the end. You can't see the destination. It only reveals itself as you walk. And so sometimes insight and wisdom only happens as we continue the journey of life. And we make those left and right turns going all the way down the road. Walking along the road slowly reveals the answer. And so, you know, we like to have St. Bruno be of help as much help as possible. So we have a lot of resources for you to look at. We have all the articles that I've written at the doors of the church. I think I've written on just about every topic there is, including the recent Hamas war. And I think those are designed for your happiness, so that you kind of understand something and kind of brings that wisdom and that insight that our Lord would like us to have. We have a lot of beautiful events happening soon on the Eucharist. We've already had one big event on the Eucharist. We have several more coming. Everyone's going to get a free book at Christmas on the Eucharist. These are all things to help us to fulfill the role that Jesus wants for each one of us. And that's to be a student, a lifelong student, to be hungry, to be humble, to be hungry, to be happy as we learn things. And that's his role for us. And how beautiful it is that God designed us in such a way that when we do understand something, we smile.